Tentative approval was given last week in Milton by a three-member committee from the Florida Department of Transportation. At just under $399 million, Skanska bested four other firms. FDOT spokesman Ian Satter says it's now on to the next step.
Basically, that allows us to negotiate and work with the Skanska team to finalize the requirements and the agreement for the project. And then our next step will be to award the contract to Skanska, USA Civil Southeast, and we'll go from there with design and construction of the bridge.
At $69 million more than Skanska, Johnson Brothers Corporation placed second. They and the other three bidders had a 72-hour window to protest FDOT's decision. That window closed at noon Central Time on Thursday with no protests filed. Historically, the number of such protests varies depending on the project.
We have this system in place so that, you know, our contractors have a fair opportunity to look at the information and do that. It really is about making sure that it's fair not only for the public but also for our contractors as well. You know, we have had projects where we've had protests that have come in and we've been able to resolve those. It's just standard operating procedure for the department.
Skanska will use a method called design build, in which a single team of contractors and engineers will design and build the bridge. That differs from design bid build, where engineers complete the design and then firms are invited to submit their bids.
The contractor will then begin work. We have the initial design and we'll be getting some public involvement regarding some of the aesthetics and other features of the bridge, and then moving forward with the actual construction and hoping to break ground either late 2016 or early 2017.
The five design firms were scored by a pair of committees, one on technical issues, the other on selection.
Aesthetics, design, safety, construction time, materials, there's a lot of categories that go into place, but it's based on about an 80-point scale. Each category has a different amount of points for it, along with the projected cost they will put into place to determine the best proposal.
Designs for the new Pensacola Bay Bridge were made public on Wednesday, 2 days before the original date. Satter says the Skanska depiction of the 3.7-mile span contains features which were required for all proposals.
It'll be a six-lane facility. Plans call for a 10-foot multi-use path to bike and jog along there as well. There'll be wider shoulders, so if there is an incident where maybe somebody's car breaks down, they'll be able to pull over to the shoulder. You won't have those traffic delays.
And the new bridge will not follow in the old span's footprint.
Construction will start eastbound or going south. That structure will be built first to the west of where the current bridge is. Once that structure is built, we will transition traffic to that bridge, demolish the current 3-mile bridge, and then build the northbound or westbound structure in its place and its footprint.
FDOT's Ian Satter says Skanska is not a stranger to Northwest Florida.
Skanska has done projects throughout Florida. They are currently working on the Choctahatchee Bay Bridge in Walton County off of U.S. 331. So they have done work here in Florida currently and in the past.
Another Skanska project was the Interstate 10 bridges over Escambia Bay, which replaced the spans demolished by Hurricane Ivan in 2004. More information on the Bay Bridge project can be found at PensacolaBayBridge.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.